quote, "Yogis should at all times avoid fish, meat, and so forth, should eat with moderation, and avoid foods that are not conducive to health." End of quote. Meditators need to be physically healthy. Therefore, proper diet is essential. On the other hand, their mind should be clear and strong, and this will also contribute to physical health. For these reasons, it is recommended that they give up eating fish, meat, garlic, onions, etc. Appropriate food should be eaten in moderation, for indigestion can cause havoc with meditation. What's more, those who overeat can hardly stay awake. There are other practices, such as not sleeping during the first and the last periods of the night. While sleeping during the middle part of the night, cultivate mindfulness and maintain a proper posture. If a vegetarian diet does not result in protein deficiency, it is a wholesome way of living. Even if you cannot be a strict vegetarian, at least moderating the amount of meat you eat is beneficial. Within the southern schools of Buddhism, eating meat is not strictly prohibited. But the meat of certain animals, such as those that are not cloven-hoofed, or those that have been slaughtered specifically for your consumption, is forbidden. This means that meat bought casually in the market is acceptable. Such meat that may be eaten is referred to as pure meat, and is distinguished by three qualifications: that you have not seen the animal being killed for you to eat, that you have not received any information in this connection, and that you have no doubt that the animal has not been killed for your consumption. The general standard, therefore, is that meat openly available in the market may be eaten, but we are prohibited from killing animals for our own consumption. As explained earlier, interested practitioners who enjoy the necessary facilities and freedom from interference should fulfill the preparatory practices before beginning calm abiding meditation.